The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 212, The Hostage.
Joe, back to Jaffra.
Go ahead.
We've got a serious situation here.
I was following, but we lost comm with Gabby.
I'm afraid we're looking at the worst scenario. We're certain we heard a laser shot and Gabby reacted to being hit. We've lost all contact with her. The crew's getting on board. I think they're making a run for it.
Get back to the ship. We're making preparations to depart.
Shouldn't we go in after her? We can't just let them take her.
The only result would be a firefight on their ship. I don't see any good outcome in that.
All right, we're on our way.
Oh, what hit me?
A stun laser. What are you doing on my ship?
I was delivering a pizza.
Pizza? What is a pizza?
I'm sorry, I must have the wrong ship. Would you mind opening this cell door?
Don't make me ask you again. What were you doing on my ship?
Okay. What did you do with him?
With whom?
Captain Kirk. Look, don't play games. I know you took Lord Zokar, or at least what was left of him. I saw his remains in your sick bay.
I know who you are, bounty hunter. I also know why you want to find that circuit board.
How do you know who I am or what I want?
The doctor, of course. You remember your old friend, the doctor.
Who?
Dr. D. I was there when he implanted your circuit board, and I must say he did a fine job. I barely noticed the data port behind your ear.
Then you know that I'm a deputy bounty hunter for the IDF.
And I am Hanneke, a deputy minister for Rage.
Well, smell you. You do know that as a deputy bounty hunter, I don't work alone.
I am well aware of Jofra, the bounty hunter. I don't plan on staying here long enough to have to deal with him. Stay with her. If she tries anything, stun her. But don't kill her.
Hey, that's very neighborly of you. I'll give your hotel here an extra star in my review. So, handsome, what's your sign?
Huh?
Hey, you two. Back so soon?
Yeah, the agent was very cooperative. He was able to give us a digital scan of the ID card and driver's license that the perp used.
Did you run the address and the license number?
Well, the address was a burger joint in Alexandria. The license number doesn't exist, so everything is bogus.
Yeah, I sent Pim and the guy's photo. Maybe he'll come up with something.
You know, if this guy has fake IDs, there's not much of a chance of him having a legitimate photo anywhere.
True, but Pierman has access to state-of-the-art facial recognition software. We can narrow down places this guy's been and access them by cameras.
I've been studying your planet's security systems.
You have? And why, may I ask? Are you planning something here, Sam?
No, just a force of habit. It's what I do. Anyway, I'm amazed at the number of cameras that are available. You could pretty much track someone all the way through D.C.
Well, that's the plan. Once we find this guy, we can trace his steps both forwards and backwards.
I suppose the best place to start is the airport car rental agency.
Like I said, that's the plan.
I bet you the first place he and his partner went was a fast food place. That's what I would do.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
What makes you think that?
Aside from the fact that you're always eating?
Because they're heading to an empty apartment. You know they were eavesdropping on us and knew when Barnes was leaving. They would have grabbed a few burgers, went to the address, had some food, then they would have waited for Thornton, take him out, and then go upstairs and wait for Jim here.
Or they could have done all of that but skipped the burgers.
Well, what fun is that?
We should be able to pick up the van leaving the airport. We know what their destination was. We can also backtrack from this photo Detective Garrett caught.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. I hope Sam is right and they stop somewhere. With Pierman doing basically the same thing, we should be able to find these guys.
If they did stop for food, which I'm sure they did, Pierman can access the cameras there and do his facial recognition thing.
Well, just got an update here from Pearman. The DNA is not in CODIS.
That means they might be international.
Or intergalactic.
Or they might be right here and just never had DNA taken.
So it looks like we'll have to rely on good old-fashioned police work.
The boots aren't going to help. How many size 10.5 boots are like that in DC alone?
I still can't believe your doctors make boots.
Good grief. Please don't tell him about Dr. Pepper.
Forget the pepper. We Hungans love salt. Is there a Dr. Salt?
Okay, enough of that. Now you're starting to make me hungry. Kelly, did Pearman mention anything about doing a familiar search?
Yes, they're starting that now.
That's a really complicated procedure.
I'm somewhat familiar with it. It is pretty intense. I wouldn't expect anything from that in the immediate future. I think our best bet is to find these two with our access to the city cameras. Deep down, I want to put pressure on Korski.
But how? We don't have enough to bring him in for questioning. I'm sure he has a good lawyer.
I don't care what he has. I want him to know that the heat is on. Maybe one of us should pay him a visit.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the man for the job.
Something like that could get me deported. And Hanga is a long ways off.
Hey, at least you're considered a hero there.
Kelly Merritt, don't tell me you're condoning something like that.
Well, nothing drastic. Just something to put some pressure on him. After all, it was because of him you got attacked.
Jim's right. We need to play this one straight up and by the book. But I do agree that we need to put some pressure on him.
Maybe I need to go visit him. Maybe bump into him when he heads for his car.
Although I agree, he needs to have his cage rattled. Confronting him in the parking lot wouldn't be a good idea.
That could easily lead to harassment charges.
Well, at least that's better than assault charges.
Nobody's confronting anyone. This would be done by the book.
What book is that?
Oh, the Book of Red Tape. I'm going to go get something to eat.
Right behind you.
I hate to say it, but she's right. Someone needs to put pressure on Korski.
Yeah, but we can't cross the line, whatever that line is.
We might not be able to confront him directly.
What are you thinking?
We need to find ways to get to his boss or coworkers. Find out what he's actually doing at the Pentagon.
That's all well and good, Lenora, but we just can't waltz into the Pentagon and start asking questions.
We can't, but I know someone who can.
Pappy?
Yeah, he was the prosecuting attorney in the Article 32 investigation. He still has connections there. I'll give him a call.
Let's hope he can help. We need a break in this case.
Here he comes now.
Follow me. I have secured a conference room for us.
Were you able to come to some sort of deal with either one?
Sergei is convinced that he is so valuable to the Russians that they will work out a prisoner exchange.
And Dmitry?
Sang like a canary. We have enough information to take down a major portion of Russian intelligence here in Kyiv.
So what kind of deal did you make with him?
He chose being charged with accessory to attempted murder over a firing squad. Or worse, being sent back to the Russians as a cooperating prisoner.
What type of sentence is he looking at?
We promised him a maximum of 3 years in a minimum security prison under a false name and false charges.
I suppose that part of the deal was the most appealing. If your prisons have other Russian agents or soldiers, he wouldn't last a week.
Exactly. That was the part that turned him. He may think he's a Russian patriot, but deep down he is all about himself. He will have to first verify the information Dmitry gave to us, and then we will begin surveillance. Our hope is that these operatives will lead us to more.
I'm just sorry that Jameson wasn't here to see this.
I think it's best that he is returning to London to be with his mother.
I agree. I was really worried when I walked into the restaurant and saw him holding Dmitry at gunpoint, threatening to shoot him.
I know he wanted to see this through, but he's where he needs to be right now.
I agree. So you've notified Director Cage that both men have been apprehended?
He knows that. But I need to update him on recent developments.
Very well. I have some follow-up work to do. And, of course, paperwork.
That's one thing that seems to be universal in our line of work.
Thankfully, our ports are now paperless, or there would be no trees left in Ukraine.
Anton has completed the interrogation of both our spies. Sergei is not budging. However, Dmitri gave him good information in exchange for a plea deal.
What type of plea deal?
Simply put, he can go to prison under an assumed identity and made-up charges.
I see. Anything else would be a death penalty if the Russians find out that he gave them up.
Precisely.
Do you know yet if the information he gave was any good? He could have been making the whole thing up to buy time.
He will be held here at SBU headquarters until they verify his information. In the meantime, we won't have much to do.
I'll be making arrangements for you and Detective Hawk to return to London. I'm working now with Director Holliday to see what he wants Agent Hawk to do. For the meantime, she'll stay assigned to you under the auspices of International Exchange Training.
Speaking of training, what's to become of Junior Analyst Jameson? How long do you expect him to be out of service?
Only time will tell, Tony. It all depends on his mother and how well she is coping with her abduction and hearing all those false stories about Jameson.
He's a good lad. I hope things work out for him.
I'll be getting back to you soon. Let Agent Hawk know that I'm working with the director on future assignments.
Very well, sir. I will await your call. The director says he will be making arrangements for our return to London, and your director, Holliday, will contact him on your future assignment.
That sounds good to me. I hope I can have a little more time in London to see some of the sights.
I'm sure we'll be able to squeeze some sightseeing in. Everything depends on the information Dmitri gave us. If it's good, we'll be able to go soon.
Has she given you any trouble?
No. She just won't shut up.
What am I supposed to do down here? You won't play charades with me.
What is this charades?
It's a game where you don't talk.
Perhaps I should learn this game. Then I'd get some peace and quiet.
Hey, they don't call me Gabby for nothing. So, big guy, if you come down to let me out, I don't belong in a cage.
Sorry, but that's right where you'll stay until we get to...
Latumus? Playground of Rage?
How did you come to know that?
Your rage. Anytime one of you gets scared, you tuck your tail between your legs and run to Latumus.
Scared? And who is it that is sitting in a cell at the total mercy of Rage?
A deputy bounty hunter of the Intergalactic Defense Force.
And that is supposed to impress me?
I'm not trying to impress you, Hanukkah, Deputy Minister of Rage. I'm telling you that I'm just a deputy. The bounty hunter knows right where I am.
It was foolish of him to let you sneak aboard alone.
What makes you think I was alone? That disturbance on the dock? Those were my people. I just walked in unnoticed, like the rest of my team.
You're not a very good bluffer, Deputy Bounty Hunter Gabby. This is the captain. Run a thermal search of the ship, then prepare for departure. I know there is no one else on my ship, but we'll search it just for my amusement.
I'm glad you find this amusing. My team is planning on rescuing me as we speak.
We don't have a plan, do we? What are we going to do?
Relax, Skipper. I'm sure Jaffra has something in mind. Right, Jaffra?
Not a clue.
We haven't heard anything from Gabby since that abrupt ending of her last call. She must have been spotted by the crew.
I realize that. We can't risk a firefight here on the dock. We wait for them to make a move. Georgia, contact the Port Authority and have them alert the tower to the possibility of a kidnapping aboard that ship.
I understand. I will contact them and encourage the tower to delay their departure.
Georgia, ready the ship for rapid start in case we have to leave in a hurry.
Starting engine sequence.
Listen, guys. I know I'm not really part of the team, but if there's anything I can do to help, just tell me.
I don't know, Liam. I've almost forgiven you. You might have a shot at being a team member.
Really, Skipper?
Yeah. About as much luck as a stegosaurus beating a T-Rex in a fight.
That's awfully discouraging.
Well, there's always a chance, Liam.
Not really. The Jurassic stegosaurus became extinct about 80 million years before the Cretaceous Tyrannosaurus walked the Earth.
Oh, well, I guess that's too bad for you.
Well, thank you for the paleontology class, Liam, but we need to focus on getting Gabby back.
Captain Nate, I have been receiving a lot of static on a certain frequency. It is repetitive. I ran it through several filters and had deciphered a message.
Who's it from?
It is from Gabby.
What's the message?
The message is in Planet 310's Morse code. I have transcribed the message. Wi-Fi jar here in sickbay. I am in break. Follow us to Latumas. I have transmitted, understood to her in that code.
Thank you, Georgia. Continue to monitor that frequency.
That's amazing. She can do what Wi-Fi does?
Only to a small degree.
Well, at least we know she's unharmed. It's obvious she doesn't want us to attempt a boarding, but rather follow them to Latumas.
That figures. As far as I know, that's the last stronghold for Rage. We can follow them there, but I don't know about getting close to them once we're on site.
Leave that to me.
Captain Nate, the Potomac's engines are coming online.
The Potomac? Are you sure about that?
Captain, I don't deal with supposition. The ship is registered as the Potomac, under the command of Hanukkah.
Is there something special about that ship?
I would think so. I'm sure you remember what happened, Nate.
I still have nightmares. Wi-Fi sent the Mercury hurtling into the atmosphere to burn up with me and Sheena on board. We dumped everything we had to make him think we burned up.
Well, since you're still with us, I guess it worked.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the Potomac?
As I recall, he'd hijacked the Prometheus, right?
That's right. My predecessor, Tika, was the pilot at the time. Wi-Fi was in the Potomac trying to hijack the Prometheus.
The guy's a regular Blackbeard.
I don't believe he has any facial hair.
Blackbeard was a famous privateer, or pirate.
Then yes, he's a Blackbeard.
So, the Potomac, to answer your question, has been after me before. It's just another freighter ship taken by Rage.
In spite of my warning to the Port Authority, the Potomac is taxiing for departure. We have clearance to pursue.
Marco, plot a course for Latumas. We'll stay back. I don't want to endanger Gabby.
Ah, don't worry, Captain Nate. After a day with her, they'll be begging us to take her back.
There he is. I see you found the place.
Yeah, the National Mall's right out the front door in this snack shack. It's one of my favorites.
Can I get you something?
Yeah, some useful information.
Just cut to the chase, huh?
I'd appreciate it. This case is getting quite frustrating. Were you able to talk to your contact in the Puzzle Palace?
Yeah, and you may be interested to know that Korsky is no longer assigned there.
So he left the Pentagon? Was it a PCS move or was he fired?
It was indeed a permanent change of station.
So, where did he get assigned?
Joint Base San Antonio.
Oh, don't tell me. Another Army post has been combined with other services. Wasn't that the home of Fort Sam Houston?
Oh, it's still there. Said they've joined forces with Lackland Air Force Base and Randolph Air Force Base.
Man, for an old Army guy, I don't think it can get any worse.
It's under the administration of the Air Force.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
That's the trend now. Cut back on military spending.
Look, I can think of better ways than having the Zoomies take control of everything. All right, so he's being sent to Fort Sam. What's he going to do at a post that's primarily medical?
I'm trying to get a copy of his travel orders and see what unit he's being assigned to.
Well, you know, something just does not add up. How can someone be charged or is facing an impending Article 32 investigation and get PCS orders?
So that bothered you, too. His orders may be contingent on the charges being dropped. Like I said, I don't have a date for this move.
Did you learn anything else?
Yeah, these French fries are made fresh, not frozen. And someone high up is pulling strings to get Korsky out of D.C.
Well, both of those observations are pretty obvious.
Don't worry, Captain Jim, I got you covered. Here's a list of his supervisors.
Thanks, Pap. Oh, you want, and I know, oh, you're more than one.
Hey,
So is that a smile I see on your face, Anton?
Yes, it is. Is it that obvious?
There seems to be a little more spring in your step.
We have been following up on the names that Dmitri gave us. So far, two of them have been on our radar, but we didn't have enough on them to make a case. Thanks to Dmitri, two of them are being arrested as we speak.
That's certainly good news.
Good news for you, and also good news for us. With this case wrapped up, we can head back to London.
My team is coordinating with Director Cage on your travel arrangements.
So what's going to happen to Dmitri?
We want to check out more of his leads. If they prove to be good ones, we will give him an assumed identity and backstory, and then assign him to a minimum security prison. He'll be there a maximum of 3 years.
Jameson would most likely want more, but sometimes compromises must be made.
Ah, please, allow me to treat you to a nice Ukrainian meal before you go. Pirohi, holubchi, vodka.
I had my eye on one restaurant that looked pretty good to me.
Oh, which one was that?
Crabs and burgers.
Please, proshu.
Hey, please, tell me you're joking.
We have cleared Cali orbit.
Begin gravitational rotation.
Liam, maintain course and speed until we get within range of the Potomac.
Maintaining course and speed. You do know if we get much closer, they'll detect us.
I'm aware of that, but we need to get within Gabby's transmission range.
How close do you want me to get?
1 standard mile. Once you reach that, maintain a speed to match the Potomac.
Georgia, call out distance when we get within 2 standard miles.
Understood.
Marco, is the Potomac holding a steady course?
It's following the Boldabar portal beacon. They should be making a turn in a few standard hours for the Letimus portal.
Their ship is slowing down.
Match their speed and steady as she goes.
Their course is deviating.
Give me a course once they're established.
Captain, it's completing a 180 turn. It's heading right for us.
Is the Potomac lining up for an attack on the Mercury? What awaits Simon and Kate in London? And what will Barnes do with his new information that he received from Thornton? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Operation Evasion.